God has not given us the spirit of fear. This spirit comes from our enemy. And we're told in Isaiah 41:10 to fear not, because the Lord is with his child. Isaiah 41:10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
Yes, beloved, the Lord tells us not to be afraid, but to trust in him with all of our heart, to lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we're to recognize and acknowledge him, and his promise is that he will direct and guide our steps. So, beloved, fear thou not. If you know Jesus as Savior, if you've been born into the family of God, if God the Father is your Father, don't be afraid. Trust in him and draw upon his strength, his help. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. We're told in 2 Timothy 1:7. That spirit of fear is not from God, beloved. So fear thou not. Put your confidence and your trust in the Lord. There's many reasons to trust in the Lord. One of them is because of the joy and the pleasures that we have in Christ. In Psalm 16:11, we're told that he will show us the path of life, that in his presence is fullness of joy, and as his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11.
Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Thou wilt show me the path of life. At thy right hand there are pleasures. At thy right hand there are pleasures. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Oh, beloved, who is at the right hand of God the Father? The Word of God tells us the Lord Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And, beloved, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you begin to know what real joy is. So the world operates on happiness and happenings, on what's occurring around them, on circumstances. But the joy of the Lord comes through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, through walking in communion and fellowship with him, through getting into the Word of God and allowing golden nuggets of truth to thrill your soul and to fill your heart with the joy of the Lord, joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the wonder of knowing Jesus, knowing forgiveness of sin, knowing the peace of God, and knowing the joy that comes through Jesus Christ. Psalm 16:11.
Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Thou wilt show me the path of life. At thy right hand there are pleasures. At thy right hand there are pleasures. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Oh, the joy and the pleasure that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, the peace of God, forgiveness of sin, and joy unspeakable. So we don't have to be afraid, because the Lord is my shield and my protector. The Lord is my helper. And so he says, fear thou not, because I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be distraught. Don't be at the point of saying, what in the world is going on? What's happening? Because God is our God. He's the true and the living God. He is the eternal Almighty God. He is the sovereign Lord of all, beloved. And so, irregardless of what storms come into your life, irregardless of what problems are weighing heavily upon you, cast your care upon him, because he cares for you. And what a privilege to belong to the living, eternal God. And because we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, Psalm 17 and verse 15b, the latter part of that verse, is going to come to pass in our life. This is one reason we know God's word is true, because David wrote about things that he had no idea about except under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Notice what David wrote here in Psalm 17, 15b.
I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like him.
Oh yes, beloved, we're going to awaken to appear and to be given a glorified body, a body like Jesus had when he arose from the grave, a body that is not affected by sin, a body that is victorious, a body that has not the weaknesses and the frailties and the ability to become sick and ill like these physical bodies have, which is a result of sin. We're going to have a glorified body, an incorruptible body, a body that will not decay, a body that will not pass away. We're going to be like the body of the Lord Jesus when he arose from the grave. And that's why David wrote, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
I shall be satisfied when I awake with my likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him.
Yes, beloved, 1 John 3:2 tells us, beloved, now are we the sons of God, we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we who have come to that place where we realize that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we realize that the wages of sin is death. As Romans 6:23 tells us, the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God, the glorious gift that the Lord eternal freely offers to all mankind, the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as one Savior, through inviting Him to come into our heart, to forgive us for our sin, to give us His gift of salvation, that we're born into the family of God, and that we become a child of God, delivered and set free from the bondage, control, and dominion of sin, as we enter into that beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ and are born into the family of God. And so, beloved, now we who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ are the sons of God. We're the children of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, beloved, that when He shall appear to call us home to be with Him, that we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:52 tells us, we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, beloved.
I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and will be changed, and then we shall meet Him in the sky. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him.
Beloved, you will be. You will be satisfied when you awake with that glorified body that awaits every born-again child of God, that glorious future that we have. Yes, beloved, at the right hand of the Father are pleasures forevermore in the Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of joy and the deliverance from fear. Oh, beloved, have you put your trust in Jesus? Have you accepted Him as Savior? If you have, beloved, you will be satisfied when you awake in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake like Him. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. incorruptible, and we'll be changed. And then we shall meet him in the skies.
Yes, beloved, we'll be satisfied then. Till next time, God bless you.